And always place your parakeet near enough so that he can plainly hear the inflection and sound of every word.
Hello, hello, baby. Hello, hello, baby.
Everyone you meet, the children in the street, are straying to the rhythm. There's something moving in them. There's no place to hide, so why even try? Can you hear it coming your way? It's here to stay. Music in a walk, music when we talk. It's really something magic. To lose it will be tragic. Can you feel the sound moving through the crowd?
Sunday night, it's 9:03. You're listening to WRIR 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. It is Can't Stop the Music every Sunday night from 9 to 11. I am P. Swan, and I am accompanied this week by
Brother Ben.
And we have all kinds of treats for you to start the new year. It is 2010. And it is also the fifth anniversary of WRIR broadcasting. We were officially on the air on January 1st, 2005, and it has been 5 great years. And, you know, for that reason, we are going to have, what do we have this week? We're going to start with some New Year's kind of kickoff stuff and some positive attitude stuff.
Yeah.
And then we have Outsider Royalty.
Yeah.
Who do we have?
Klaatu.
Yeah. And what makes Klaatu memorable?
I don't know. I listened to the record and it's...
Well, they weren't famous for their music.
No, they were famous for people thought they were the Beatles because it's very Sgt. Pepper, Magical Mystery Tour era sounding record and has like no credits on it. So people naturally thought, oh, it's the Beatles have come back. But they were terribly wrong.
They were terribly, terribly wrong. So that'll probably happen after about 10 sometime. And we've also got a little tribute to Vic Chestnut because it has to be done, unfortunately. And we've got a lot of psychedelic material. You've dug deep into your crates.
Yeah, I've got some, you know, to go along with the interplanetary connection earlier in the show, some out there kind of stuff, so...
So you guys know what you've got to do for the next hour. Just get ready for that psychedelic material. But we're going to start, as we should with any holiday, with Ivan Horofsky, Making Love to the New Year.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, time to party! It is New Year's and we have a good time with Ivan Horofsky, and together we make a love to New Year's Eve party! Everybody singing! Today, make a love every day. Let's bring in the year
Gonna stay away from temptation as long as temptation stays away from me. And when I have to choose between two evils, I'm gonna pick the one I've never tried before. I'm gonna give you loving in the new. You know, next year, I'm gonna keep a close check on my conscience. I can't have that bothering me. And I'm gonna have goodwill toward men. And the more men, the more I will.
Hi, this is Jan Berry.
And this is Dean Torrance
of Jan and Dean. About this time of year, every year, we'd like to wish you
a Happy New Year.
This is my New Year's resolution. When my mother-in-law begins to yell and shout, through the window I would like to throw her out. But I resolve not to do it, here is why. I'm afraid of hitting someone passing by. This is my New Year's resolution. When I'm at the movies watching a love scene, and the lady's hat is blocking half the screen, I resolve not to shout, take off that hat. I'll remove it gently with a baseball bat. This is my New Year's resolution. When I take a lovely lady out to eat, and she orders caviar instead of meat, I resolve to let the lady have her fill. And of course I'll also let her pay the bill. This is my New Year's resolution.
Come on, Sir Frederick Gass. Come on, Sir Frederick Gass. Come on, boy.
When I'm sitting with my wifey on a bus, and a dear old lady stands in front of us, I resolve to be a gentleman discreet. I'll politely offer her my wifey's seat. This is my New Year's resolution.
Hey, Judge Rock, how about your New Year's resolution?
When my mother says, come in, it's time to eat, and I keep on playing games out in the street, I resolve to rush right home now when I'm cold, 'cause my pop just bought a hairbrush and he's bald. This is my New Year's resolution. Hey, Doodles Weaver, how about Professor Beetlebum?
On the radio this year I hope to score with some funny jokes you've never heard before. I resolve not to tell a corny joke. Hello, what's that? The church burned down. Holy smoke. My ears through revelations.
Spike,
how about Spike?
In this coming year, I'm gonna be discreet. Have the slickers playing music soft and sweet. I resolve to treat Tchaikovsky tenderly and set his second movement off with TNT.
You a big brass bed. If I catch you cheating, I'll fill you full of lead. Happy New Year, baby. Happy New Year to you. Well, I want plenty loving from nobody else but you.
Here's a number made up from a saying you hear every day, but it has a slight twist, of course. It's called I Feel Like a New Man.
I'm unhappy with the men I know.
All of them?
They bore me so. And I'm very much afraid there's gonna be some changes made.
Well, I ain't gonna change. Well, I might. God, there goes Sundays.
I feel like a new man. A virile, vital, and true man. With bulging muscles and red corpuscles. The good old hustling kind. A man who looks good in a bedroom.
who knows his way around said room, and Amorosa, who's Espinosa and Ruby Rosa combined. If he's young, I'll be younger. If he's old, I'll be sweet. 'Cause I long for a hunger to deplete in my sweet. I feel like a new chap, an anxious, long overdue chap, who's in the know yet, a lively go-getter, which there's no better than. I feel like a new man. I feel like a new beau, an easy to pursue beau, a guy who's well read and earned his bread dessert when the bed is turned down. The man must be steady. I don't like to read when I'm ready. He'll have to fit my pattern and not be flattering every slattern in town. If he's bold, I'll be bolder. If he's shy, I'll be sincere. With his head on my shoulder, he can leer at my brassiere. I feel like a new man, a motel rendezvous man, as sweet as candy, a real Jim Dandy on any handy divan. I feel like a new, feel like a new, feel like a new man.
Kay Martin, she feels like a new man for the new year. Johnny Otis Orchestra before that with Happy New Year, Baby. Spike Jones and his City Slickers with Happy New Year. Jan and Dean greeting you. Mae West with her My New Year's Resolution. And Ivan Horofsky with Making Love to the New Year. It is 9:19. You're listening to WRIR 97.3 FM and on the internet at WRIR.org. I am P. Swan.
And this is Brother Ben. I'm going to have a short message for you here about Exile. WRIR thanks founding underwriter Exile, an independent and locally owned business serving Richmond's creative community for 23 years. Exile turns the trash culture of yesterday into the class culture of tomorrow by featuring unique gifts, clothes, jewelry, accessories, and housewares, both old and new. Manic Panic, and Special Effects Hair Color. Exile is located at 935 West Grace Street. More information is available at 804-358-3348. And Peace Swan was kind enough to invite me to play a couple tracks for you. I've got a few things to help you take the new year by the reins and, you know,
Have right attitude.
Yeah, have a positive attitude about the upcoming 2010. So without any further ado, let me start off with a little message here from Marshall Silver.
Turning point. A total change in direction for the better.
Who here is ready for a turning point? You absolutely have to have one. What am I?
The two-day Turning Point Seminar is different than any other program in that it does more than just teach you the skills for your relationships, wealth, and power. It also programs you on a subconscious level to put those skills into immediate use.
This weekend is about empowerment. This weekend is about you understanding how to take charge of your own life.
You will learn total control of your thoughts and emotions, how to use PND, or psychoneural duplication, to take on the thoughts and actions of others to produce similar results, whether it's losing weight, changing habits, being a millionaire.
When you think what a millionaire thinks and you do what a millionaire does, you'll produce similar results.
You will learn to program these powerful tools at a subconscious level for immediate and lasting results.
Your conscious mind is what's called your critical factor. It's the mind you're using right now to determine whether the information I'm giving to you will work for you or not. Your subconscious mind, on the other hand, is merely a computer. It's non-critical. It doesn't even have the ability to make judgment. So all trance, hypnosis, reprogramming is setting aside the critical factor of your conscious mind and non-critically accepting suggestions.
And empowering.
To make a fear vanish, you must experience it fully.
As it helps you create your life exactly the way you want it. Bring your family closer. Find the love of your life. Create strategies for wealth. Learn irresistible influence and so much more. Because of the intimate nature of this course, seats are very limited. Register now before your life passes you by and there are no more turning points for you. Tens of thousands of people have learned this information and are using it daily.
You don't get angry if you get fired from your job and you know that within 2 years you will be a multi-millionaire.
Turning fast, deep inside I know.
You gotta move a little faster than the last time. Know just what you've got to and never look behind. You gotta look out for number one.
That was the climactic finale to Kiss's songs from the Elder album, a song called I. Before that, we heard Trillian do Hold On. And then from the soundtrack to Staying Alive, the sequel to Saturday Night Fever, Tommy Farragher did Look Out for Number One. And starting things off, a classic from Styx called I'm OK. And a little message before there from Marshall Silver, hypnotist slash millionaire maker slash motivational speaker. Hopefully got you excited for an epic 2010.
Well, I could say that you can definitely sub for me any day. You have nailed the Can't Stop the Music format and brought it to new heights. I am so inspired.
Thank you.
Brother Ben there, bringing us some inspirational messaging for 2010. I am P. Swan. It is 9:39. You are listening to WRIR 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. If you want to show us some love, you can call us at 804-649-9737. We are posting our playlist as we go on our website, WRIR.org. And we've got some video treats there, so to make visiting our website worthwhile. Well, what I've brought you is people trying to make the most of themselves, but I can't say they're quite as confident as Kiss. But Wally Pleasant.
Who is?
You know, I mean, I guess you have to be to wear that much makeup. I certainly can't pull it off.
Or to take it off.
Yeah. Okay, Wally Pleasant with Plan B from Songs for Nerds and Perverts.
Plan A didn't work out, so I'm moving to Plan B. Without a doubt, Plan C ain't that important to me. I'd get arrested if I did Plan D. Plan E was available last week, but I missed it. Plan F never existed. Plan G, to heck with Plan G. I'm sticking with Plan B. Plan B, Plan B. I'm sticking with Plan B. Plan H is two. Plan I is just. Plan J would really cost a lot. I think I might go with Plan K, but maybe not. Plan L would be perfect if I wasn't such a klutz. And if you think I'm gonna go with Plan M, then you're nuts. Last time I tried Plan N, I almost died. And when I said I'd go with Plan O, I lied. Plan P, to heck with Plan P. I'm sticking with Plan B. Plan B, Plan B. I'm sticking with Plan B. I would try Plan Q, but I think I'd regret it. Plan R requires real good credit. Plan S is something that I've already tried. And I'd rather forget about Plan T and keep my pride. Plan U doesn't even make any sense to me. And I'd probably get my butt kicked if I did Plan B. Plan W and X are too much like Plan I. And you say I should go with Plan Y, but why? Plan Z, to heck with Plan Z. I'm sticking with Plan B. Plan B, Plan B. I'm sticking with Plan B. Plan B, Plan B. I'm sticking with Plan B.
Don't be ashamed of your age.
in your hair. Just think of all the fun you've had putting it there.
Well, yes.
Just saw that old book of times. You've never skipped a page. So don't be ashamed of your age, brother. Don't be ashamed of your age.
Look out that Jody left fiddle.
Mr. Smith, Mr. Brown.
Oh, yeah.
Don't let your age get you down. Life ain't begun until you're 40, son. That's when you really start to go to town. Don't wish that you were a lad. Why, boy, you've lost more gals than they've ever had. And listen, you graduated from that old sucker stage. So don't be ashamed of your age, brother. Don't be ashamed of your age.
Yeah. Well, I met one down in Dallas at a KFC buffet. She was wearing low-cut jeans that just about gave way. The stuff she had was spilling out all above the waist. I said, hello, Miss Muffin Top, can I please have a taste? Oh, my misshapen hillbilly gal, my misshapen hillbilly pal. Well, I like some short and squatty, thank the Lord he made that body. Oh, my misshapen hillbilly gal. In a Carolina shop, the way she dropped them in the grease, I thought my heart would stop. Her body had a pear shape if the pear was upside down. Well, I pointed her at the sunset and I rode her out of town. Oh, my misshapen hillbilly gal, my misshapen hillbilly pal. Up the creek without a paddle, rode that gal without a saddle. Oh, my misshapen hillbilly gal. All rusty. When I watch my television set, I see these gals who must weigh 90 pounds all soaking wet. Well, I bought myself a widescreen and now I'm doing fine, 'cause the gals I like to look at are on Springer all the time. Oh, my misshapen hillbilly gal, my misshapen hillbilly pal. Well, I like Oprah Winfrey, but she's just too doggone skinny. Oh, my misshapen hillbilly gal. 3 bars now. Crazy, but I think that I am wise. These oddities of nature don't get hit on by the guys. I got more than I can handle, loving all these gals of mine. I'm a regular old Hugh Hefner of the huge and heifer kind. Oh, my misshapen hillbilly gal, my
misshapen hillbilly pal.
Well, just like heaven made 'em, I think they're the ultimatum. Oh, my misshapen hillbilly gal. My misshapen hillbilly gal.
Somebody wins, somebody loses. That's the way it has always been. A split down the middle, one of life's riddles. Sometimes attention unable to bear. Half people happy, good, half people bad. Heartbeat in, heartbeat out. Ocean rises and ocean falls. So what's the answer? What's the gist to all of life's questions, to living life best? Consciousness tells us that all is one, and now we feel this has just begun. Beyond good and bad, beyond win or lose, beyond weak or strong, beyond rough or smooth, it's amazing to be alive. It's amazing to be alive. It's amazing to be alive. It's amazing to be alive.
Thank you. the girl, they say, will be homecoming queen. And it's only once that we get the chance to be what we will be. I wanna dance. So if you'll dance with me, let's stop and think it over before we take that chance. I don't wanna have a baby, I just wanna dance. When you're only 17, and I'm the girl they say will be homecoming queen. And it's only once that we get the chance to be what we will be. I wanna dance. So if you'll dance with me, don't start thinking maybe I love you after all. I don't wanna have a baby, I just wanna have a ball. No, I don't wanna have a baby.
I'll be what I am.
You are listening to WRIR 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio, the City of Richmond's official emergency broadcast outlet. I think we have a caller, but we can't talk now. We're on the air. I am Peace One, and I am here with...
Yeah, this is Brother Ben.
And we are bringing in your New Year as Only Can't Stop the Music Can. After Ben's very upbeat and motivational set, I had a nice set here for people making do with being losers. Neil Diamond, Solitary Man, Miss Tammy Faye Starlight, and the Angels of Mercy from Muse Country Female, Don't Make Me Pregnant. Cat Power from The Greatest with Living Proof. Jonathan Borofsky, the sculptor, pointing out that it is amazing to be alive. Deke Dickerson, a very favorite of Will Armstrong, who does 12 fluid ounces on Monday. Misshapen Hillbilly Gal, Bob Wills and the Texas Playboys with Don't Be Ashamed of Your Age. And we started out with Wally Pleasant, Plan B. It is 10:01, and we've got another hour of foolishness. But first...
Let me tell you about the radio greeting cards. What will you get the person who has everything? Consider a WRIR radio greeting card. It's always the right size and is sure to arrive on time. For a contribution of $100, you'll have 6 personalized radio announcements made on air during the day of your choice. Send your holiday cheer, make a birthday wish, announce a birth, or toast an anniversary. For more information about WRIR radio greeting cards, contact Alyssa at 804-557-3798 or email underwriting at WRIR.org.
And do it. Well, while we're kind of feeling maudlin, a little maudlin, we are going to play a little Vic Chestnut here. Vic Chestnut died on Christmas Day, and he played in Richmond in the 90s, did a great show. I'm sure he's played other times. I saw him in the 90s. And he released a lot of records. I know the New Music Machine featured a little set of his material this week, and... He should always be on the radio. He's a really fantastic songwriter. And I've pulled 3 songs, and we're going to start with Little Vacation from About to Choke. And just to remember what he made and his beautiful vision in all of its darkness.
Like a little vacation. That I wanna hear, like a big libation, like a flattering sentence whispered in my ear. That's what I want. Every time I try what I'm trying for, so why don't we have a little symposium where everybody takes the floor? Like a little old song.
the sniffles and a filthy sock. Now a couple fingernails, never doing tomahawk chops. A flaky hair. Is at the root of this, she'll say what you got. What participle do you possess? She'll say, which I have not. One blustery day. The meadowlands, we saw and were amazed, then hauled it back into town again. Mississippi is a mess sometimes, and not only when it rains. How come you went back to that malaria?
Son, we got to talk about drinking.
I know.
I don't want you touching alcohol till you're old enough.
Yeah, I know, Dad. It's not a big deal.
Don't yeah, I know me, okay? And it is a big deal. Underage drinking is just stupid.
Yeah, well, why'd you do it?
Look, I did it because we didn't know what we know now. Alcohol affects kids differently, okay? When kids drink, it's more dangerous. And you're my kid. And just because they drink doesn't mean you have to.
I know.
Look, son, I'm trying to help. I've seen what it does. I mean, you may think you can handle it, but when you drink, it screws up your judgment. Listen to me. This is real.
I know, okay?
Teenagers know everything. So talk about underage drinking before they know it all. Before they're teens. Start talking before they start drinking. And keep talking. To learn more about the dangers of underage drinking and what to say to your kids, go to stopalcoholabuse.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
¶¶
a condom. It's okay, you can take Valtrex, and it's okay, you can get an abortion and then keep on keeping on, and then keep on keeping on. It's okay, you can take a Prilosec, and it's okay, you can take Vioxx, and it's okay, you can get a quadruple bypass and then keep on keeping on. Keep on keeping on. You are never alone.
Never,
never
alone.
You are
never alone.
Never alone.
Never alone.
You
depressed yet? Vic Chestnut, You Are Never Alone from the North Star Deserter. Before that, Onion Soup from Is the Actor Happy, one of my favorite Vic Chestnut songs, and Little Vacation, which is at an AA meeting. We'll observe the Roberts Rules of Order. It's 10:18. You're listening to Can't Stop the Music. I am P. Swan.
Yep.
I bet you want to talk.
And this is Brother Ben. And...
Well, it's time for Outside of Royalty, and this week, in honor of Ben's specialty in psychedelic music, we are going to bring you Klaatu, a band that released a record in 1975 that was mistaken. Was it 75 or 76?
Like
76, maybe. Mistaken for an unreleased Beatles album made before Paul died. Mm. And they're Canadian. The album was released on Capitol, which was the American distributor of Beatles music. Had no pictures, no names, no photographs, and was pretty Beatles-esque. And so it had a brief period of topping the charts. It was called 347 EST, Eastern Standard Time, 1976. That's the date. And their name for the man in the day the earth stood still, the alien, and 347 is the time the earth stood still. And they had a lot of things on their minds in making this music, but none of them were the Beatles.
No, they do sound remarkably like the Beatles circa 1967. It's a pretty good record. I listened to it the other day. If you like, you know.
And you're not scarred?
No.
But not confused?
No.
So we've got three cuts off of this first record, and sometimes you'll see it listed as the record being called Klaatu, which was how it got titled in the U.S., but that band, with all of their emphasis, wanted it to be called 347. We're also going to play a little later a song that was made famous and covered by the Carpenters. And you probably know which one that is. So without further ado, we're going to start with California Jam. Three cuts from that first Klaatu record.
Come. just beneath the great white way. Alfred Beach works secretly, risking all to write a dream.
Round the entry.
That's Klaatu speaking for themselves, not the Beatles, from 347 EST, The Anus of Uranus, Sub Rosa Subway, and California Jam. Do you have any commentary on that, Brother Ben?
Not really. I like those tunes. They're very, pleasantly Beatlesque, Little Beach Boys mixed in there in the beginning. But I don't see how anyone could have, really thought that was the Beatles.
No, and it's not nearly as well produced. I think it was attributed to coming out between Revolver and Sgt. Pepper's.
But right.
Even so. Well, it's 10:32. You are listening to Can't Stop the Music. I am Peace One.
And this is Brother Ben.
And we are having a very good time. But we are not totally leaving the Klaatu context. And that record came out in 1976. And it did, as I said, chart during the period where people thought it was the Beatles, but did not totally disappear. And the Carpenters covered the opening song, Calling All Occupants of Interplanetary Craft, on their record. First they did it as a single, and then it came out with the long version on Passages. And it is the subtitle of that song, Klaatu wanted it to be known, is the recognized anthem of World Contact Day. And there really was a World Contact Day, and I guess it periodically happens. And that would probably be a really excellent theme for Can't Stop.
Yeah, I think we should still celebrate World Contact Day.
We'll get on that. I think that that will be in your future. So without further ado, the Carpenters, Calling All Occupants. I don't know if we're going to make it through all 7 minutes, but it certainly has a amusing intro.
All Hit Radio.
All right, you're listening to All Hit Radio, and it's 53 degrees at 13 minutes past the hour. And right now in our All Request line, I've got Mike Ledgerwood on the phone. Hey, babe, what would you like to hear? Hey, babe, I'm sorry. I can't hear you too well. You're going to have to speak a little closer into the phone. Okay, babe, what would you like to hear again?
We are observing your Earth.
Hey, Mike, I'm sorry, babe, but that's not on our playlist. And by the way, you sound great over the phone. Anyway, if you give us your request, we'll be glad to play it for you, babe. So let's hear it.
We are observing your Earth.
Listen, Mike, I'm sorry, babe, but we can't...
And we'd like to make...
I'm sorry, Mike, there's...
a contact with you. Baby.
In your mind, you have capacities, you know, to telepath messages through the vast unknown. Please.
please close your eyes and concentrate with every thought you think upon the recitation we're about to say. Interplanetary, most extraordinary craft. Calling occupants of interplanetary craft. Calling occupants of interplanetary craft.
This program to give you a bulletin just received from one of our naval units at sea. A large object traveling at supersonic speed is headed over the North Atlantic toward the east coast of the United States.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Drew Pearson. We bring you this special radio television broadcast in order to give you the very latest information on an amazing phenomenon, the arrival of a space ship in Washington. The Army has taken every precaution to meet any emergency which may develop. Just a minute, ladies and gentlemen, I think something is happening.
I came here to give you these facts, but if you threaten to extend your violence,
this earth of yours will be reduced to a burned out cinder.
But he's a robot. Without you, what could he do?
There's no limit to what he could do. He could destroy the earth.
All vehicles, close in.
Let's go.
The trailer from the day the Earth stood still, the inspiration for the band Klaatu. That trailer and and some Klaatu video is all up on my post today. It is 10:40. You are listening to Can't Stop the Music. I am Peace One.
And this is Brother Ben.
And what do you have for us, Brother Ben?
I'm going to keep the whole contacting alien consciousness theme going on, starting off with a track from Yes called Arriving UFO.
I couldn't take it all so seriously, really, when you called and said you'd seen a UFO. But then it dawned on me, the message in writing spelled out a meeting never dreamed of before. I looked out in the night, strange and startling, was this voice of time the same? There's got to be a linking of everyone, got to be a center, it all comes flooding by. To behold, theirs are a different impression than that we could ever hope to have known. So look out in the night. Once they arrive, oh, that put it in like the impression for an empire of everything. If the ships receive them, as it has been known to be saved. You say I'm a fool and believer, but your feet on the earth, it is green. But look out in the night. Wait for the arrival. You start to sight as I do. Here it is, the coming of outer space. Such a beauty like the coming of outer space. We'll be right back.
here. We are the Pleiadians, a collective of energy from the Pleiades. We have a long history. Our ancestors came from another universe that had achieved completion, a universe. You are simply working on a planet coming to completion, and we are here to help you with that task. This completion or transformation has been heralded by many for eons. It is an important time. What happens on Earth now will affect the entire universe. Our ancestors were some of the original planners of Earth, orchestrators who seeded worlds and civilizations with creativity and love. Because of their qualifications, they like to orchestrate worlds just as conductors love to conduct. Our ancestors are also your ancestors, and we like to call you our ancient family, as indeed you are. Our ancestors gave their DNA to the original planners, and this DNA became part of the DNA of the human species. A transition is about to occur, a dimensional shift that will lessen the density of the third dimension so that you will move into higher dimensions in which the body does not have such a solid state.
Deer are marvelous animals, but not when they jump in front of your vehicle. You can't do much about the deer, but you can take action to reduce your chances of hitting one. Deer are most active at dusk and dawn, so go slower at those times and be alert, especially where deer crossing signs are posted. Always wear your seatbelt. And should a deer jump in front of you, don't swerve and risk losing control of your vehicle. Don't veer for deer. This message brought to you by the Iowa Department of Public Safety.
Above and above.
side, that was Manfred Mann with his Earth Band doing Visionary Mountains. Before that, Buckner and Garcia off the Pac-Man Fever album did a song called Hyperspace. We heard a message from the Pleiadians. I hope that inspired you to, I don't know, to do what, but to do something this coming year. And starting things off, we heard Yes did Arriving UFO, another kind of plea for universal peace from those guys. And I've enjoyed DJing with you, Peace One.
I've loved having you. I hope you'll come back. And I think we'll need to listen for Ben at some time in the future. I'm sure you will be in regular rotation here at WRIR. You are listening to WRIR 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio, the City of Richmond's official emergency broadcast outlet. Bill is here, and Stunted Development is getting queued up. We're going to leave you with a little snippet here from Ghana Sound, Psychedelic Woman. Happy New Year, and we had a great time.
Brothers and sisters, fathers and mothers, I want to tell one some kind story about some psychedelic woman. I see this kind psychedelic woman for some nightclub, and I ask her, see, woman, what in be this kind psychedelic way when I do so? When I say, what do you tell me? I wonder. Say, sir, mean say the shoe way you get that kind tall bottom. Now what? Then cap mean say that dress way woman they wear, where they see all him lector. Anyway, as for me, as I say that one, then the color meaning better for two. Going on, he say, then mean all the ambient lipstick them way, did they make woman face shine like silver. And last of all, lick mean say woman way ready at any time to go anywhere. In fact, this might be the Libby Sampa Papa. So, I want to sing some song just now where you all go here. Well, I say, psychedelic woman. Yes. Well, I say, psychedelic woman. It go for tiptoe. Apollo ho ho, he go for Lido ho ho, silver cup de hisayo. Well I say, psychedelic woman. La 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 la, shababa la la la, la 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 la, psychedelic woman you wonderful. Well I say, psychedelic woman. Now wow. Wow, I say, hey, psychedelic woman.